Off the Ball, GAA.
It has to be something that excites me and is different. I know people have said to me, if I go out here, they're going, ah, sure, there he goes, he's off again. I don't really care what you think.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball. With Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Conor Burke on Micheál Donoghue's departure as Dublin boss and Antrim legend Terence McNaughton on Davy Fitzgerald's appointment. Conor Burke says Micheál Donoghue has left Dublin hurling in a better place. Donoghue stepped down as boss last week after 2 years in charge. The Galway man led the Dubs to the All-Ireland quarter-final in both years and also made this year's Leinster final. Burke was speaking to Off the Ball's Aisling O'Reilly at the launch of the Go Ahead Dublin Championships. The St Vincent's clubman says he enjoyed working under Donoghue.
The season with Dublin. So when you look back at the season with Dublin, how do you reflect on it now?
Yeah, I think like... Yeah, obviously there's positives to take and obviously areas that we were quite disappointed in. I think obviously great to get to the Leinster final, and then obviously on the flip of that, really disappointed with the performance and how that went. I think maybe at a broader lens, we had an opportunity to really kind of work on a game plan and a style of play that we were focusing on, so hopefully we can build on that now in the coming years.
And obviously the news that Micheál Donoghue has stepped away as manager, he was in there for two seasons. What was the impact that he had on the group?
Yeah, Micheál and the management team are great. They're a great management team, nothing but good to say. Proven winners, great track record. So yeah, they've had a huge impact on the team. Like I mentioned, we've really embedded a style of play that hopefully we can build on over the coming years. But even from Maddie's time as manager to Micheál's now, there was a huge turnover in players, so he really built it from scratch with the panel that we have there now. So it was very much a project, and hopefully we can push on.
Is there anyone you'd love to see come in and manage it?
it's a good question. I'm not sure what the status is at the minute, and I think the county board, I trust that they'll get somebody in place.
Dublin Camogie star Claire Gannon also spoke to Aisling at the launch. The St Jude's clubwoman is hoping to see some changes to the game in order to make it more physical.
And in terms of the game itself, is there anything you would change about it in terms of rules?
I just always want it to be more physical. I think us as players ourselves, we just love the physicality of it, and especially probably me coming back from intercounty, that we were allowed to play physical this year. So I know I don't want to have to be too cautious, but come back into the club and maybe not put in as heavy tackles. But I just think every player, if you ask them, we just want the physicality, like the man, like Leo, like let us put those hard hits in, let us fight for the balls and the rucks, and to not just be a stop and free taking game, definitely.
So what was changed in terms of your own game that you were able to bring more physicality into the county scene?
I think a lot more gym sessions. I think we had really good S&C coaches this year, and that so our S&C got a lot stronger, and then obviously talking to the refs and that, they were like, you can't put those tackles in. And I think the gym was a massive thing coming into the intercounty season 3 years ago, and finally getting an S&C coach, I think it's massively improved just most aspects of nutrition and everything. Just everything in intercounty has helped me improve for then when I come back to my club.
And in a way that you're able to put more tackles in, I find that the game is played obviously at a better standards, but it's even safer. You're getting in closer, you're getting in harder, you're not getting hurt.
Definitely, because even our managers say, like, you only ever get injured if you're going half in. So like, even to put the emphasis, like, if you fully go in for the ball, you're probably going to either come out with it or you might not, but you won't get injured. So I think definitely going in hard for every tackle is definitely, and it's made the game, I think, a lot more enjoyable even for other people to watch the championship. Like, obviously Dublin Championship, we want it to be an enjoyable thing for spectators to watch. So if it's a more physical game, I mean, every time we play Vincent's and Erfine or Lucan or any of the club teams, it's such a physical game that people end up coming off being like, Jesus, that was a really good intense match. So I think physicality just always is going to make the game better.
Antrim legend Terence McNaughton has been speaking to us on Off the Ball about Davy Fitzgerald taking over as the county's new senior hurling manager. McNaughton says there's a big job ahead for the Clare man.
Yeah, I think it's going to lift the profile of Antrim and Ulster hurling. Like Davy's obviously a big name within the game and out there, and very experienced and out there. But there's kind of from my own point of view, and a lot of people we're kind of concerned about the state of Antrim hurling. Are we putting a roof on a house with no foundations, sort of thing? Like, you can't expect to be competitive at senior level if you've never been competitive at juvenile level or underage level. Like, it's like, Davey's not going to come here and wave a magic wand and flick a switch and all of a sudden Antrim's contest for an All-Ireland. That's not going to happen. And that's the reality of the situation. Like, so let's take whatever experience Davey has and his knowledge and his experience over the last, well, however long Davey's been about. Like, he's won an All-Ireland with Clare. He's been involved with Wexford Clare. Like, the man has a vast of experience. Let's use that and get young people in there around him and, like, and let Davey oversee everything and give him the reins and say, right, let's get the under 18s competitive, under 17s competitive, under 20s competitive, and then let Davey stay for 2-3 years. And that group that are coming through now after this generation would be more competitive.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily. On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.